New year, new kitchen. Kitchen Tune-Up has 5 ways to help you love your kitchen again. Call 810-488-9778 to schedule a safe, free consultation or visit kitchentuneup.com.
Right, on this very snowy Tuesday morning, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi announced yesterday that Congress is going to establish an independent commission to look into the insurrection at the U.S. Capitol. Aaron Katursky from ABC News is reporting on this and has more information as he joins us online. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning. The House Speaker says she's going to try and start this 9/11-style commission against the January 6th insurrection to get a fuller narrative and perhaps get some understanding about what can be done in the future to prevent something similar.
One of the big questions is who organized this? Because it appears that it wasn't just spontaneous. It had to have been pre-organized, at least to a certain extent.
And we know that criminal prosecutors are working on some of that, and we may learn through those criminal prosecutions of, you know, the 200 people who've been arrested about any kind of coordination. But here I think the politicians are looking for a more full accounting. The lack of witnesses at the impeachment trial did not give you, you know, every perspective. While there was a compelling narrative through video and audio, you didn't hear necessarily all of what's to be known. Why were the Capitol Police caught so short? What did the president know, and when did he know it? What did the vice president do? Did he try to do anything to spur the National Guard into action? What did members of Congress do, or what did they say to the president or to others who could have perhaps been involved sooner and saved some lives? So all of those questions, plus many others, would still be, you know, ripe for investigation.
Do we know, Aaron, who's going to be leading this investigation and how long it's going to take?
We don't know yet. In fact, there's probably going to have to be some legislation to understand how the commission's going to function, who's going to be involved, and how it's going to be funded. So Speaker Pelosi's office says that's all forthcoming.
All right, so we'll wait on that. Yeah, an awful lot of questions about this, and I think we're going to be hearing about this for months, if not years to come, as they continue to identify people that were involved in that day.
Oh, sure. They've made about 200 arrests, and there could be, you know, double that by the time the criminal prosecutions are all done. They've identified some 400 people, and they're still working on others.
All right. Well, we'll continue to follow this. Aaron, appreciate your time this morning. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.